Hi, I'm Nivedita and welcome to Dishing Up. This is a light bite and it's all about puffed rice. I would love to tell you all about my absolute favorite snack in the world, which is puffed rice, or mudi, as it is called in the East Indian state of Odisha, where I'm from. But actually, puffed rice is known by many different names in different states of India. For me, it's mudi, but others might identify it as muri or mamra or murmura. So, mudi or puffed rice is not exclusive to India. Other Asian cuisines such as Japanese, Filipino and Thai also have variations of snacks made with puffed rice. But in India, puffed rice has been consumed since ancient times actually. And the way you make it is by heating parboiled rice, which is rice that has been steamed and then dried, in preheated salt. In India, usually your staple food is either rice or flatbread, depending on what state you're from. But in the eastern region of India where I am from, even if a family does not have rice or flour, they are very likely to at least have puffed rice because it is cheaper than both. And you can even make a meal out of it by having it with a veggie or meat curry or just having it with milk and sugar. But mostly, puffed rice, mudi or murmura, it's actually the main ingredient for some of the most tastiest Indian snacks you can ever have. They are either known as jhalmudi in the east, or bhel in the west, or churmuri in the south. Growing up, my mom always used to make jhalmudi for me and my brother as an evening snack. It was easy for her to prepare and we loved having it, never got bored. So, jhalmudi is this iconic, delightful East Indian street food which is basically puffed rice with onion, cucumber and a mix of spicy dried ingredients like fried lentils, chickpeas and peanuts. It's this delicate mix of spices, lemon juice and cucumber in apt proportions. So the result is this lovely savory puffed rice mix that is crispy, tangy, crunchy and it's so yum. And something that I do miss having on a regular basis in London. But not just during my childhood. Mudi has been with me my whole life really. Even as a working professional and I have worked in both East and West India. So I used to have puffed rice snacks pretty much once or twice a week because it's just the most convenient on-the-go food you can have when you're going about your busy day because jhalmudi or bhel are often sold in cone-shaped packaging made of paper. So it's kind of like a takeaway. You can have it in office, during your commute, wherever you want really. The snack just fits in your life. It's healthy, it's vegan, it's quick, it's wholesome, spicy, affordable. It's really just one of the most perfect street foods in the world in a lot of ways. But don't just hear it from me. I'm from East India. Here's a bit from one of my very good friends from back home, Natasha, who has lived in the West Indian city of Mumbai for the majority of her life. And puffed rice does mean quite a bit to her as well.
Mudi, or mamra as it's known in my mother tongue Gujarati, is extremely popular across Bombay, or Mumbai as the city is now officially known. And it's equally popular across the western states of India. And some of my earliest memories of puffed rice or bhel, which is the dish that gets made out of it, is I think my grandfather's snack table. He used to have this really carefully arranged snack table with multiple bottles with colorful lids, which was easy access. He sat mostly right next to it. It was his study table and snack table. And bhel would be the number one dish, like in line, it was the first dish. And I remember just coming home from school really hungry, all sweaty, and him just scooping up some bhel in his hands and then just dropping it into my palm like almost like sand. And then you would just try to eat all of it in one go and some of it would fly off because puffed rice has this texture that's as light as air. Some of it would just fall onto the floor on your school. Some of it would just stick onto your school uniform and the rest you would eat. Or my mom would probably whip up a quick snack, just some chopped onions, tomatoes, a squeeze of lemon. You can put in some crunchy peanuts. And she'd give it to me as a snack in a little stainless steel bowl so you don't overeat it. But honestly, there's nothing like overeating puffed rice or bhel because it's so light and so airy in texture. And you could eat it at 11 a.m., you could eat it at 4 p.m. You could even have it as a midnight snack, to be very honest. It's just extremely, extremely time agnostic, location as agnostic. And it's also extremely versatile. We have to understand that it's so readily available and it's so affordable that you can really make anything out of it. And as for the city of Bombay itself, bhel, the snack that's made using puffed rice, it's kind of a part of the city's food landscape. It's deeply enmeshed. I don't think there's a single square kilometer radius that you will find, that you won't find a street vendor selling bhel. It's ubiquitous, and more importantly, it traverses socio-economic boundaries. You'll find it in the well-off areas of the city. You'll find a bhel seller in the less fancy part of the city, so as to speak. And the funny thing is, wherever, no matter where this bhel is being sold, you'll find it wrapped in these paper cones, and these sheets of paper are bought from recycled vendors. So it's quite environmentally friendly, but these papers could be anything. So you might be eating bhel wrapped in someone's old maths exam paper. So you can do sums and eat bhel. Things that happen only in India, I guess. So yeah, it's been a part of the city's food DNA. It has always been a part of the city's food landscape, and it always will be.
Puffed rice supremacy, I guess. So yeah, Mudi isn't just about its crunch. It's genuinely a thread that connects diverse street food experiences in India. If you managed to be with me up till now, thank you so much. If you're at all interested in trying out one of India's most favorite snacks, sorry because we don't really have those in London actually, but I would be very, very happy to arrange and whip you some chalmudi if you ever want to. Thank you for listening again. I'm Nivedita and this is Dishing Up. Today we learned all about puffed rice. See you next time, and remember, who you are is what you eat.